I'm Joe Pawcock. Straight after the Accrington victory in the FA Cup first round, we've done it. Second round, history made.
Yeah. The players deserve, just all the accolades that are coming their way. We came to a club that's flying in League Two, superb side that we played against tonight, and it was hard enough with 11 men, but to get a man sent off as we did. But look, the belief in the players, the work ethic, their desire, just the way they've never give up. I thought even if we'd have been knocked out late on or in injury time, we'd have still won, because we're developing that team ethic, that team spirit that can move mountains. So but I'm just proud of the lads. I'm proud of the support tonight was so humbling, because they've not just stood there for 90 minutes in the freezing cold and the rain. They've gone through extra time, and the vocal support they showed us was it was unbelievable. So I'm just proud of everyone at the football club tonight, and like I say, we'll dust ourselves down and bar humbug, but we've got a tough game on Saturday before we think about the next phase.
I mean, that was an unbelievable cup tie tonight, wasn't it? Like you say, down to 10 men for the whole of the second half, the whole of extra time. The character and the energy the lads had to show was unbelievable.
Yeah, it is. Our fitness levels, we're good, but look, you can't take away the fact of how hard we worked and the desire that the players put in, and not just for 90 minutes, but for another half an hour, and then to concentrate on the penalties. So I'm over the moon, lost for words, which is probably a first for me. I love it that this group of players have created a little bit of history with the football club, and we want it to snowball now. We want to go on and on and on and on, not just in the cups, but in our league form as well. Because I think Saturday was a little bit unfortunate not to get something, but this group of players are developing and they're growing. So yeah, I'm just over the moon. They might get a day off tomorrow. Dust ourselves down and we travel down to what's going to be a really tough game at Dagenham on Saturday.
A little horse you are just now. Johnny Mack said some of those saves this evening were absolutely unbelievable.
Well, if I'm going to be honest, our game plan in extra time was just to go for it. Yeah. And then I stopped talking with Adam and Ben, and I came to a realisation that we've got one of the best probably penalty savers in the game. So the game plan was, we sat in those two banks of four, and Mike, to be fair, put a right shifted up top. And, we probably rode a luck a little bit in the extra time. But saying that, probably had two of the better chances in extra time, as we did in the game. We had some great chances. So we haven't come back and sat back. I told what we'd do. We'd come back with two banks of four and two centre forwards and try and win the game. And, like I say, I'm just so happy. I mean, especially when you see how many people followed us tonight, all the way on a cold, wet, freezing Tuesday night. It really makes me proud to see that we are taking the club forward, and people are backing us and supporting us.
Yeah, it's a huge night. Romance of the Cup. And what better draw now for the next round for you? Back to Mansfield.
Yeah, look, I don't want to be bar humbug, but we've got some really important league games in that, and I love the razzmatazz of the cup. I love it. It's absolutely brilliant, superb. But a bread and butter is the league, and I've seen the dressing room now, because sometimes this group of players don't know how to celebrate. So I've told them to get the music on. You hear the buzz in the dressing room now. I want them to enjoy winning football matches. But when we come in Thursday, it'll be feet firmly down on the ground. We'll prepare right, and we're going to try and win down at Dagenham.
Thanks, Paul.